Aaron Rodgers kicking off the NFL season on Monday Night Football, Take Two. I'm Glenn Norton with Jet Nation Radio and JetNation.com. Be sure to log into JetNation.com where you can register and become a part of what is the most active Jets message board on the web. All of this we will go into more detail, more depth tomorrow night with myself and Chris Schubert. But I wanted to touch on a few of these things today because they're driving me a little bit crazy. Some of the reaction from the fans is just absolutely mind-blowing. First things first, because it is the most recent piece of news, the Jets are going to be kicking off the season, their 2024 season, on Monday Night Football in San Francisco against the 49ers with Aaron Rodgers under center, unless a certain percentage of very scared Jets fans were to have their way. This is mind-blowing stuff. I mean, I can't, and it starts with, and listen, I really, really, really go out of my way to not mention terrible takes by name from, you know, nationally known guys, because I don't like when, you know, podcasters or whatever, like people at my level go on rants about well-known people hoping for some street cred or for someone to, you know, hoping that someone retweets it. Oh, so-and-so burns this guy. That's not my thing. However, every now and then something gets said that's so ridiculous, you can't not talk about it if you're a Jets fan. Mike Greenberg, ESPN, Mike Greenberg, Get Up, I think the show is called, went on this morning, and I don't watch any of these shows. I any clips of news that I see, be it sports or real world, I get it on a Twitter feed. I don't watch any of these people. But Greenberg, in his typical, insufferable, whiny way of viewing everything, having a fit. Listen, I'm an old guy. I get that this is for clicks. I get it. But you could say things that aren't stupid for clicks. Like, how about say something really intelligent that makes people go, oh, my God, did you hear what he said? That was really good. I'm going to retweet that. Like, that's another way to get things to go viral. But Greenberg, you know, his typical crying, oh, I didn't want Monday Night Football. Woe is me. Don't play Aaron Rodgers week one. And I've seen other Jets fans say it. Because the Jets are traveling to play the 49ers for the season opener, there are people who genuinely, not in a joking manner, are calling for Aaron Rodgers to not play week one. Why not just sit him all year? Then, I mean, that's really, if you want to make sure he doesn't get hurt, just don't play him. He'll be healthy all year, right? I mean, what the hell are you doing here? Why'd you get the guy? Why'd you build what you hope is a Super Bowl roster to not have him play the hard games? Gee, I mean, there can't be a bigger loser mentality than don't play your quarterback against this good team. Why did you get him? So you can play the backups against the good teams and then let Aaron Rodgers feast on the doormats of the league? I honestly can't. And I get that it's likely a very small percentage of people. But I can't help believe that Mike Greenberg, with his fear-mongering chicken, you know, chicken little sky is falling shtick, everyone is big and scary. I'm sure there was some influence there. I'm sure there are some Jets fans who have that same scared mentality and they watch a guy like Greenberg acting terrified. Maybe he actually is terrified, calling for Aaron Rodgers to not play week one. And apologies if I misunderstood it. I watched it and I was so nauseated by what Greenberg was saying. It's possible I misinterpreted it. If I'm wrong and you didn't say that, you know, Mike, but sincerest apologies. But I'm pretty sure that's what he said. And even if Greenberg didn't say don't play Rodgers, let's remove that and pretend I heard that wrong or it wasn't said. Still crying about it, you know. Oh, it's San Francisco. The one thing I didn't. Oh, it's Monday night to start the season, and what's gonna happen? So what? You got to play 17 games. Some of them are going to be on Sunday. Some of them are going to be on Monday. Some are going to be on Thursday. Some will be early in the day. Some will be late in the day. Some will be late at night. Can we get over it and just expect the team to line up and play football games and win? Because that's what this team should do. And let's be honest, the only thing holding this team back from winning, from being special, if they're healthy, and we've talked about this before, but it's the coaching situation. And some news, some more news there from Connor Hughes, if, in case you missed it. I'm sure you didn't if you're a Jets fan. Just yesterday. And this was funny because, and I tweeted about this. Remember a few months ago, I was during the Senior Bowl because I was in Mobile when it went down. Zach Rosenblatt, Diana Rossini put out this story about what a mess the Jets were behind the scenes last year. And one of the things they said, now they said Nate Hackett doesn't watch film or doesn't watch much film. And we knew that because Nate Hackett told us. He didn't say I don't watch film. He just said I didn't know until week 7 or 8 that Breece Hall could catch the football. So the only way to not know that is to not watch film. So that wasn't a major revelation. They also said that the Jets were looking at hiring someone to work collaboratively with Hackett. Now, that would be bad for Hackett. It would be good for the Jets, you know, as long as they're not bringing in, like, his dad. But if you're bringing in somebody, you know, a competent offensive mind to work with Hackett, it's a bad look for Hackett, but it's good for the team. So it's like, all right, great, you're going to work hand-in-hand with this guy who's hopefully going to influence in a positive way. That was news at the time. Everyone says that report. Oh, everyone knew everything that was in there already. There was no breaking news in there. Everybody knew. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew then that the Jets were looking at bringing somebody in to work with Hackett. Again, that was the Rossini-Rosenblatt report. Connor Hughes reports yesterday. It was not. The Jets were not bringing somebody in to work with Hackett. The Jets were bringing somebody in to work over Hackett and diminish his role to the point where he wouldn't be the play caller. Not a collaborative, right? Rossini and Rosenblatt said collaborative effort with the new coach. Connor Hughes was saying, no. New coach, they were going to – the Jets, this is how little faith the Jets have in Hackett, and this is kind of a good thing because you kind of start worrying, you know, for all the shortcomings that Robert Saleh, that the Jets, the mistakes they've made, there's days where you're like, they can't really think he's good, right? Like, you understand why they brought Hackett in. You wanted Rodgers. You had to get Hackett. That's it. End of story. One comes with the other. There's no getting around that. So you get why they brought Hackett in. But sometimes you wonder, you know, do they really think he's good? Because that would be concerning, too. That means they're not, you know, when he is gone, if they do hang around. Say the Jets make the playoffs this year. Everyone hangs around, but Hackett stinks again. But Rodgers helps him overcome it. So I get you. It's a dicey situation. But the fact that the Jets were going out and trying to invent a new position, they were going to hire a new coach, give him a new title that does not already exist on the staff, and he was going to be in charge of the offense. Didn't happen, obviously, and I get why. I'm sure if you were a highly respected offensive coach or even somewhat respected offensive coach, you're going to feel a little bit undermined because you're going to come in and you're going to work over Hackett, but Rodgers, who is ultimately going to, he's going to call whatever he wants at the line and audible out of whatever you send in. But are you going to have Rodgers, who is very close with Hackett, sort of working against you as the guy who's calling the plays? And listen, who knows? Who knows? Doesn't matter. Didn't happen. Didn't hire a guy. But it's a big story. The fact that Robert Saleh, who is not exactly known for holding guys accountable, as Connor Hughes said, and I talked about this. I've talked about this many times leading up to the season. You know, will Joe Douglas's approach be a little bit different than years past because of the fact that this is win now? And that's kind of the picture Hughes painted, was that with their jobs on the line, Robert Saleh was looking at sort of, I got to do everything I can to win now, this year. So obviously realizing Hackett's not that good at his job, Saleh wanted to replace him. Now, the downside is, but not replace as in fire, of course. You let him stay on the staff. You let him be Aaron Rodgers' buddy. They can joke together at practice. They can play golf on the weekends when they have some downtime. Go out during the bye week, off days, after practice, whatever. He keeps getting a paycheck to not, you know, just to hold the title of offensive coordinator, but really his job is to be Aaron's friend. That was what the Jets had in mind, but now instead it's like, all right, we couldn't find a guy, so we got to stick with Hackett and hope that
whatever, you know, that Rodgers works his magic. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of the points Connor Hughes made in the story, and this was actually a response to a mailbag question. It wasn't a story, but it's a story. He said that the frequency with which Aaron Rodgers was overruling Hackett or Hackett's play calls at the line during training camp and preseason, in practice, it was very frequent. It was, it made it sound as, and listen, there's nobody who doesn't know that. We've all said this a million times, but people who say, there's got to be an in between. Like Aaron Rodgers, yes, he's going to make the calls to the line. But in terms of game plan install and just developing young guys, I said this about the linemen because of Keith Carter. I say it about Jordan Travis, a young quarterback, because of Hackett. Like you're happy they're bringing in some young offensive talent, but you also realize that Hackett's going to be developing them. And everyone, people are saying, oh, Rodgers is going to be the OC. You think Rodgers is going to be going to every single young guy and coaching them up? Like he's got to practice too. Aaron Rodgers also has a job. And I don't think he's going to take as part of his job description, sit down and meet one-on-one with all of the young guys every week. Like that's going to be Hackett, and that's going to be Hackett. Even the guys, it's going to be the guys below Hackett, but they're going to be getting input from Hackett. Hey, here's what I want. Here's what I want guys looking at. Here's where I want guys. What I want guys to work on. I mean, they're going to. Well, I say that. I say that. But as I'm saying that, I'm recalling that Rossini and Rosenblatt also reported that Hackett didn't meet with his position guys till late in the week, and they often had no idea what he was going to do. So maybe it's good. Maybe in terms of player development, Hackett's lack of interest in doing his job could be beneficial to the franchise in the long run. So we'll find out in time what happens there. Again, we'll touch on this again tomorrow night. Is it tomorrow? What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday night, whatever night it is. Wednesday night, myself and Chris Schubert, we'll discuss, we'll talk about the Hackett thing because it's a big story, but also wanted to touch on Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas and his ridiculously busy day yesterday. I think he got everybody signed except Malachi Corley. And it was literally like every 10 minutes, there was a breaking for about an hour. Every 10 minutes, there was a story. This guy signed, this guy signed, this guy signed. So everyone but Corley, unless I'm mistaken, but I think they got Allen. I know they got Davis. I know they got Stiggers. I know they got, Fashanu was the first story that broke. So I think everyone except Malachi Corley, entire draft class is under contract, ready to go. When training camp rolls around, ready to go. NFL schedule release tomorrow. So we will cover that. Myself again and Chris Schubert will cover that. We actually may go on a little later, depending on what time the schedule release is. Let's see. Did you see what Big Cat? I saw that a few minutes ago. Again, man, clickbait. These guys, look, they're good at it. Like these people have millions of followers on Twitter. And let's be honest here. We live in a dark society. Like, people want shock, horror, misery, wish death on people, wish injury on people. The harder people fall, the funnier it is. Like, that's what people like. That's what gets clicks. That's what gets reactions. And Big Cat and everybody who posts stuff like that knows it. I did see it. Big Cat saying if Rodgers ruptures his other Achilles, it would be hilarious. Listen, it's the world we live in, folks. 2024, decency and kindness and well wishes and stuff. That stuff is in short supply. Everybody's got to be the next shocking guy. I have to send a tweet that goes viral. And it works for some people. It's not my thing. And to each his own, right? To some people, the most important thing is like, how many followers can I get? How many eyeballs can I get? And if I wish death on this guy and, I want this guy to get shot and I want this guy to get hurt, people that hate him will laugh and retweet it and people they know will like it and maybe get some follows. And then my profile goes up. So that's what people do. Like I said, that we are not the greatest people roaming the earth at the moment in terms of just being decent human being. And again, it's marketing, it's image, it's money, it's profile, brand, right? What's my brand? My brand is to be cold and hard and say mean things because I'm ruthless and tough. And it's just, it, like I said, it works. It works for these guys. They got massive, massive, massive followings. He's a Bears fan. Well, I forgot. When did I? Yeah, I forgot he was a Bears fan. I feel like I saw him interview somebody during the, was it, did he interview Rodgers? And like, they did like some shtick, like, you know, like, he, I think I forgot about that. But yeah, he's, look, he's a Bears fan. He's not a good, and he's not a good person. Like, I, listen, nobody, dislikes guys like, you know, Brady and Marino more than I did. But, I wouldn't have been sitting back saying, I hope they, you know, I hope they rupture another Achilles or, well, maybe. Maybe it was during a game. In the heat of the moment, I may have said it. But, you know, listen. Heat of the moments, you know, we say things we don't mean. But, yeah, sitting behind your computer in, what is it, May, and wishing ruptured Achilles on guys. And, look, the Bears are like, I feel like, and maybe this is just me, and I said this, might have said it last year. And maybe it's because I am in a Jets bubble. I don't pay, like, 99% of my NFL attention is on the Jets. And then I get, like, little, like, teams they're playing I'll pay attention to. But if you're not on the Jets schedule and you're not the Jets, you're an afterthought to me. And that's as it should be with fans. But for some reason, I was thinking about the Bears last year. Maybe it was the Justin Fields thing and of whether or not he worked out. And I thought, they get away with, they're one of the worst teams in the NFL, like over a decades long stretch. Their quarterback, look, I forget who said it. I thought they were joking. Somebody said to me, like, you know, Jay Cutler is like the most prolific Bears passer of all time. And I thought, they must know. The Bears are the Bears. They're a storied franchise, and they're always spoken of in such high regard. And then you look and you're like, wow, they have been a poverty franchise in terms of quarterbacks for a very long time. It looks like they got one now with Caleb Williams. We'll see. But yeah, I feel like the Bears get away. I'm sure, like, within Chicago, and maybe their fan base is tough on them, but on a national level, I feel like I feel like the Bears got a lot of unearned respect. It's almost like that 85 team was so good that people just always talk about the Bears as if they're worth talking about. Rarely the case. And again, this is something that was completely lost on me till I looked at it last year or the year before. Like I said, I can't even remember the reason. Maybe they were on the Jets schedule. I don't know. But I just went through and I was like, this is a really, their history is not a lot better than the Jets. At least over the past several decades. I know, you know, they went to a Super Bowl and lost, which it's something. You went to a Super Bowl. You know, and I'm talking about recent, you know, last 25, 30 years. I know you go back to 85, they were incredible. And yeah, Rodgers absolutely owned the Bears. So I get what he's saying. It's still a douchey thing to say, but again, we're talking about it, right? Like, if he didn't say it, we wouldn't be talking about it, but he did, so we are. The hate for this QB team is already out of control. Listen, he didn't get their shot, right? They came up with a shot. They told him to get it. He said no. And then he was fine without it, and they look like idiots, and they still haven't forgiven him for that. My whole thing with the shot was like, if you want to get it, if you don't. I don't care. Not my business. It's not my business. But a lot of people made it their business, and they're still going after. I talked about it a few weeks ago. We still have publications ripping Rodgers, lying about Rodgers, openly, blatantly lying about him, and they're able to do it. So. But no one really had this level of disdain for Aaron Rodgers until he said he wasn't going to get their shot. But he didn't, and that's fine. That's, what the hell do I care if he gets a shot or not? Anyway, that's enough on that ridiculous topic. That'll wrap this one. I just wanted to get on and jump on and talk with you guys a little bit about how crazy this is with the fans wanting Aaron Rodgers benched. If you're a fan of the New York Jets and you're calling for Aaron Rodgers to not play week one, why the hell are you even a fan of the New York Jets? Just go find another hobby. They've waited this long for a quarterback who can play at the level he can. He misses all of last year. And the first opportunity he's going to have to get on the field, and we have fans out here saying, bench him because the team we're playing is good. You can, what? No. Horrible take. Get the man under center. Win some damn football games. We'll see you tomorrow night. Jet Nation Radio, Jet Nation Live. Myself, Chris Schubert, maybe Dylan Terriman. Dylan's questionable. We're going to touch base with him. Have a good one, Jets fans.